This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Western India have arrested 9 people on Monday as they investigated the collapse of a newly repaired 143-year-old suspension bridge and one of the country's worst accidents in years. The collapse Sunday evening in the Gujarat state plunged hundreds of people into a river, killing at least 134. As families mourned the dead, attention turned to why the pedestrian bridge, built during British colonialism in the late 1800s and touted by the state's tourism website as an artistic and technological marvel, collapsed and who might be responsible. The bridge had reopened just 4 days prior. South Korean officials are facing tough questions about preparations for Halloween celebrations and demands for accountability after a crowd surge at the festivities left more than 150 people dead. Seoul police assigned 137 officers to manage a crowd anticipated to number over 100,000 over the weekend. By comparison, nearly 7,000 police officers were sent to another part of the South Korean capital to monitor dueling protests that drew tens of thousands, but still fewer people than flocked to the other part in the nightlife district the same night. Even as a task force created to investigate why the crowd surge is more than 3 times larger than a detail assigned to crowd control. The national government has insisted that there was no way to predict the crowd would get out of control. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan Special Forces soldiers who fought alongside American troops and fled to Iran after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal are being recruited by the Russian military to fight in Ukraine. That's according to 3 former Afghan generals who spoke to the Associated Press. They say the Russians want to attract thousands of the elite Afghan commandos with promises of $1,500 a month payments and safe havens for themselves and relatives so they can avoid deportation home to what many assume would be death at the hands of the Taliban. One general said that they don't want to go fight, but they have no choice. Authorities say the man charged with assaulting the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was politically motivated. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says David DePapp faces a long list of charges, including attempted murder and elder abuse. Jenkins says the defendant broke through a glass door, found Paul Pelosi asleep, and asked him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi. He allegedly brought 2 hammers, zip ties, rope, and tape.
What is clear based on the evidence that we have thus far is that this house and the speaker herself were specifically targets of the defendant.
The suspect also faces federal charges. By Norman Hall.
North Korea's foreign ministry has now criticized the United States for expanding combined military exercises with South Korea that it claims are practiced for an invasion. Pyongyang warned of more powerful follow-up measures in response. The statement Tuesday came as the allies conduct aerial drills involving more than 200 warplanes. The allies are stepping up their defense posture in the face of North Korea's increased weapons testing and growing nuclear threat. North Korea has ramped up its weapons test to record pace this year. U.S. President Joe Biden is now raising the possibility of imposing a windfall tax on oil companies if they do not boost domestic production. Details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
$100 billion in profits. In less than 200 days.
And President Biden says,
not just a fair return on for hard work. Every company's entitled to that. But this, I think, is outrageous.
With higher gasoline prices fueling inflation, Biden says that profit is not the result of innovation, but
a windfall of war. A windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine and hurting tens of millions of people around the globe.
He says oil companies need to increase production and refining capacity and lower prices at the pump. Otherwise,
they're going to pay a higher tax on their excess profits and face other restrictions.
Industry groups have condemned the prospect of